The latest news for York and North Yorkshire now. I'm Chris Titley. Police have described the actions of a man who exposed himself to a woman in York as shocking and violating. The naked man approached the victim on the path between the A64 and Askenbar Park and Ride, near to the college playing fields. It happened at around 11:45 on the morning of Sunday, the 8th of February. The man is described as about 5'7" tall, in his mid-30s, and with short, light brown hair. Police are asking for any other potential victims to get in touch, along with anyone with information that could help their investigation. Coast Guard officers are warning of the dangers of mud following an operation to rescue a woman in Whitby. A multi-agency team came together to help the woman stuck in the mud in the town's harbour. Whitby Coast Guard, lifeboat volunteers, police and fire crews went to the incident shortly before midday yesterday. Using digging equipment and wooden boards, the lifeboat crew were able to get the woman to safety. She said she was forever grateful for their help. A Whitby Coast Guard spokesperson said that mud and soft ground around harbours and estuaries can be extremely dangerous, especially after heavy rain and as tides change. A North Yorkshire MP has praised the commitment of an Easingwold business to vulnerable customers. Sir Alex Shelbrook, who's the Conservative MP for Wetherby and Easingwold, was speaking after a visit to Nationwide, the town's last building society.
Great to say that they've committed to keeping the bank open in the town, but also I found out and. Great with the week that my dementia directory is dropping, that they're actually working with Admiral Nurses, giving appointments for people with dementia so they can take their time, find a good space to speak to and make sure they're working. Really is a great local asset and they're making a huge investment in staying in the community.
Four North Yorkshire stores have been named as North of England finalists for the title of Independent Bookshop of the Year. Criminally Good Books in York, Kemp's General Store and Bookshop in Moulton, The Little Ripon Bookshop and Harrogate's Imagined Things have all been nominated. The award celebrates shops that are at the centre of their communities and whose staff have passion and knowledge. Regional winners will be announced next month, with the overall champion crowned in May. That's it from me. More updates on yorkmix.com.